Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Howdy, gang. Welcome back to Mystery Inc., the cozy corner where curious minds dig up cryptic tales and real-life frights, one flashlight at a time. We just got back from crime camp, and oh boy, do we have some wild stories for you, don't we, Kim?
Oh, yes, we do.
Stay tuned for Unmasked, because we'll spill all the details about our crime camp adventures right there after this episode.
That's right. And for the next couple weeks, we're going to focus on mysteries right here in North Central Florida. Unfortunately, our partner in crime, Josh, he's out today. He pulled a muscle in his back. Well, I'm sure he was doing something heroic.
Bet he was.
I'm sure. So it's just Shane and I today. But don't worry, Josh will be back to sneak some snacks and cracking jokes soon enough.
You better close your snack drawer, Kim. In the meantime, we're diving into one of the Sunshine State's darkest chapters, the story of the Gainesville Ripper. Kim, did you know about this?
I did. Actually, when I was researching things, I came close to doing this one.
Well, the year was 1990, and a tight-knit college community found itself in the grip of a serial killer's reign of terror. We usually keep it light around here, but this case is chilling. So buckle up, gang. Let's head back to a late summer that Gainesville, Florida will never forget. Gainesville is home to the University of Florida, a vibrant college town known for its sports culture, its sunny weather, and bustling student life. But in August 1990, a series of heinous murders shattered that college town atmosphere. Students, many arriving for the fall semester, suddenly found themselves locking their doors, traveling in groups, and sleeping with knives under their pillows. Kim, do you do that? Do you sleep with knives under your pillow?
No, I do a machete underneath.
Oh, like our granny?
Yeah, granny.
Now, the panic was real, and local authorities scrambled to identify who could be behind such brutality. As days passed and bodies were discovered in off-campus apartments, fear ballooned into near hysteria. Rumors spread like wildfire. Was it someone on campus? A drifter passing through? The unknown haunted everyone. Late August 1990 brought a wave of murders that would stun Gainesville and beyond. On August 24th, the bodies of freshmen Sonia Larson and Christina Powell were found in their shared apartment. Both had been brutally attacked, and the crime scene revealed an unsettling level of violence. On August 25th, not even 24 hours later, Christina Hoyt, which is Josh's middle name, don't ever call him Hoyt because he hates it, another college student was discovered slain in her residence. Again, the violence was strikingly brutal, suggesting the same predator. On August 27th, the nightmare continued. Tracy Pauls, probably how her last name is pronounced, and Manny Tobata, probably not how her last name is pronounced.
Good try.
Were found dead in their apartment. Manny, a strong college athlete, had apparently fought back, but it wasn't enough.
Hit those on my toes.
Betty, leave Kim alone. We're trying to record an episode for our fans. Within that short span, 5 lives were extinguished. The city went on high alert. Students evacuated, some leaving town entirely. Others bunked with friends, refusing to sleep alone. Kim, I'd let you sleep outside still. You ain't bunking with me. The Gainesville Police Department and local sheriff's office formed a task force, desperate to quell the rising terror. For a while, there were a few leads, just the grim knowledge that a killer was still at large. As investigators analyzed the evidence, they stumbled on a potential connection to an earlier unsolved triple homicide in Shreveport, Louisiana. Have you ever been there, Kim? Shreveport?
Didn't we go through there when we went to New Orleans? When we went from New Orleans to someplace in Florida that we went.
Yeah, the Panhandle?
I think we went through there.
What makes you remember it? Like, why do you think just the name of it, Shreveport?
If I remember right, the interstate like goes underground for a while.
Oh, for some reason, I don't remember that.
I'm not surprised.
Well, that clue led them to Danny Rowling, a drifter with a long rap sheet. He'd already been jailed in Marion County for robbery. In his possessions, authorities found items tying him to the Gainesville scenes, including personal effects of the victims. Rule one, never keep their dang belongings. Now, DNA evidence soon solidified that link, matching Rowling to the crimes. And by November 1991, Rowling was formally charged with the Gainesville murders. Pre-trial buzz swirled over whether he'd plead insanity or fight the DNA. But in 1994, he shocked the courtroom by pleading guilty to all five murders before the trial even concluded. The harrowing details of his confessions painted a portrait of child abuse, failed relationships, and a simmering rage that finally boiled over. Rowling was sentenced to death, and in 2006, he was executed by lethal injection. Gainesville then returned to normal, but the scars of that summer lingered. The campus was on edge. With so many students returning for the semester, the fear was palpable. Pepper spray sold out. Do you have pepper spray, Kim?
I don't, but I did make sure when Emily was growing up, when she first got her license, her dad made sure that she had some, and we just had to redo it because it had gone out of date.
Have you ever been around it that's been sprayed?
Like, no.
Man, that stuff is strong.
No, but I've seen videos of my cousin getting pepper sprayed because he went through
one of the trainings.
Officer training.
Yeah, that makes sense. Would you rather get pepper sprayed or shocked from the stun gun thing?
No, boy. Probably pepper sprayed because you can like mess your pants if you get shocked.
Well, I probably would if someone pepper sprayed my face too.
Yeah, I think I would rather do pepper spray.
Oh no,
getting shocked.
You'd have to. I just feel like it takes a long time for it to get out of your eyes. Like after you get shocked, it's over.
I don't know.
It's like when you were with your ex-husband. It was just a couple seconds. What'd you say?
Can I vote for neither one?
I guess so. All right, so pepper spray sold out, hardware stores ran out of door locks, and campus police escorted students day and night. Rowling's terror is often cited as a partial inspiration for Kevin Williamson's screenplay of Scream. Did you know that, Kim?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, the real horror that fueled the fictional slasher film, there, of course, is a chilling overlap with this story.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Seen Scream.
Now, Danny Rowling's backstory involved extreme discipline from his father, frequent run-ins with the law, and deep-seated resentment that escalated into violence. News outlets descended on Gainesville, broadcasting every discovery. The sensationalism only heightened the local panic as rumors outstripped official updates. Even today, Gainesville locals who remember 1990 talk about how the community pulled together with candlelight vigils and safety initiatives. The event sparked improved security measures and off-campus housing. In the decades since, Gainesville has rebounded, returning to the spirited college town that we know today. Still, long-term residents recall that tense, surreal atmosphere where students lined up for self-defense classes, parents frantically phoned their kids, and a quiet Florida city felt like the set of a horror movie. Memorial scholarships and tributes honor the murdered students, ensuring their names live on in the community's collective memory. For crime buffs and investigators, Rowling's story remains a grim reminder that true monsters can lurk in any unsuspecting corner. The Gainesville Ripper case continues to provoke questions about how trauma and unchecked rage can lead to horrific violence, and how a community can fight to rebuild after unimaginable loss. All right, Kim. So did you know all of those details? I know that you said that you kind of...
I just started reading about it when I looked at it and I thought, oh, I almost guarantee somebody else is going to do that one. So I kind of just put it aside. I didn't want to... Betty,
come here. Where's your...
You are nothing but trouble.
I know. She's a trouble. Come here. She's just upset because Josh isn't here.
Yeah, probably.
We're talking about Miss Betty White, my new Cavapoo, who is our new co-host that we've talked about before. So you kind of, you knew the GIF. You just knew that there was this person there. And
didn't they have like the media have like a catch line for him?
Probably. You know, media always do. They always do.
Was it the Gainesville Ripper?
Yeah, it was the Gainesville Ripper.
Look at that. I remembered something.
Well, lucky there. Her Alzheimer's isn't kicked in too much.
Bite me.
All right, gang. So if you've been with us before, you remember my shit fire stories. This type of story comes from my grandmother, who used to always say, well, shit far. And then I always thought she was saying shit fire until I was probably in my late 20s. All right, gang. So for this shit fire story, we're hopping back over to 2017 in Mobile, Alabama. An unsuspecting office worker noticed that her rolling chair was squeaking one day like an angry raccoon. I'm sure we all have experienced that. I cannot tell you how much I hate a squeaky chair. And then the worst is like if there's a room full of people and that squeak made it sound like you farted. So you keep trying to redo the squeak so people know that it's like legitly this chair.
What about shopping carts? If I get a
squeak, I'll put it back.
I do too.
Yeah.
I cannot stand. And there was one day that Emily and I had gone out shopping and I got one, did not realize it. And the whole time we were going through the store, I'm going, gosh darn it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yeah, I always put it back. And then you always know, like, when people put them back, because there'll be, like, a lane of dead carts, as I refer to it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, those are the broken ones.
They're not fun. I don't like them.
No, me either. And I feel like for grocery stores, a good cart will make or break that experience for me. So, like, for example, Target has some really good carts.
I don't like the new Walmart ones.
I don't know that I'm familiar with. I don't care to go to Walmart.
It's just because they're taller. They're a lot taller than what they were.
Okay.
So they're really too tall for me.
Yeah, because you're a little bitty. I'm sure for me, I'd love it then.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm the one who made them and finally something made for the tall people.
You did it just to spite me, I'm sure, if you did it.
All right. So as I mentioned, unsuspecting office worker, Mobile, Alabama, 2017, her rolling chair is a squeaking. So she ends up spraying the wheels with WD-40. Well, a coworker lit a desk candle nearby, which, I mean, I like a good candle, but normally the employment places don't let you light candles, but who knows? But anyway, her coworker lit a candle nearby. Don't be chewing on that cord. And yeah, Cam, don't you be chewing on that cord.
Yeah, that was not me.
I know. She has all these toys in here, and she's just going to start chewing
she
on.
Wants
the, oh, and now
she's just like a kid.
Me.
She wants what she can't
have. Hey, no. Chew on this, not my finger. All right.
I'm waiting for her to bite you.
So she just did. All right. So, well, shit fire after she lit that dang candle, that newly oiled chair ignited like a mini blaze. Well, cue frantic fire extinguishers and a drenched office floor. Do you know what to do if there's a fire, Kim? If you say stop, drop, and roll, then I'm not going to be going to any place with you because that's not
what you do. No, because I would never get back up. Look for a fire extinguisher. That's what I would do.
Do you know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, you just pull a pin out of it.
What do you do next?
You aim the little hose at it and pull the trigger. That's not how you do it. I thought that's how you did it. I remember doing it years ago. They showed us how to do it when I worked at the same nursing home that Josh worked at.
Oh, yeah.
But that's been, oh my gosh, that's been 35 years ago.
50 years ago.
It's been at least 30,
back
35.
Back when I was in my early 60s.
Actually, Emily was born when I was working there, so she's 23.
Okay. Well, that probably is how you use it. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Jerk.
So she catches that dang chair on fire. The whole office goes up, right? Drenched floor, fire extinguishers. One extra toasty office chair later. Well, amazingly, no one was hurt. But the moral is, keep open flames away from the industrial strength lubricants.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which is probably what Josh uses. Or shit fire and save the matches.
Lord. Poor Josh isn't, he's not here to defend himself.
I know. And he won't be here next week because we're going to record that after our Unmasked episode.
Yep. So we got 2 weeks without him.
I know.
I know he's getting so old though.
I know. Bless his heart. When we can talk about his real age since he's not here.
That's true.
I mean, did you know that he was 53?
I did not know that.
It's crazy.
I knew he was the older brother.
And he looks decent, right?
I mean, for 53, he looks pretty good.
I know. He's probably channeling Betty into biting me right now.
Probably because he knows we're talking about him.
Well, yikes, gang. That was one hot new spin on office drama, wasn't it? Now, stepping back to Gainesville, Kim, any final thoughts on how this real-life nightmare went about?
You know, it's hard to imagine these students, how they felt, and especially the new students that come into the campus. This case is definitely proof that sometimes the darkest horrors are real. And my heart really does go out to those who lived through it.
Yeah, same here. Well, all right, gang. What do you think about the Gainesville Ripper's twisted saga? Have you ever heard about it before? What's your thoughts? We want to hear your theories, your reflections. So swing by our Patreon or jump into Shane and Josh's rabbit hole on Facebook to share. Even though Josh's back is out, he's always snooping in the group.
That's very true. He definitely is. And if you dig this deep dive, go to Apple Podcast or Spotify. Leave us a review.
A good review.
Well, if you want to give us a bad one, just don't.
Go find someone else.
Yeah, we just don't want those bad ones.
Yeah.
It's really like giving us a big old high five. We just know that you like what we
do. And that's the only clap we like, Kim, isn't it?
Yep. Plus, we'll be teasing more about our time at Crime Camp.
Which is a crazy time. So many things happen. I can't wait to talk about it.
We had so much fun.
We did. Where can they find that, Kim?
They could go to our Patreon. It's signed up for our Patreon. They'll be able to listen to our Unmasked
and
there.
On Apple Podcast Premium.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have wild behind-the-scenes tales to spill about our time at Crime Camp, especially about Shane handling an interrogation simulation.
And some things to do with pigs, but we'll just leave it there. Let's just say I may have panicked in front of everybody when we were messing with some pigs, but we'll get into that story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
But hey, if you want the full scoop on Crime Camp and Kim and I's trip to Gainesville, Florida, you can join us there on Unmasked. Until next time, keep those flashlights charged and your wits about you. Gang, the real monsters really do walk among us. And one of their names is Kim. All right, guys, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.